Only 45 minutes from Broadway. Think of the changes it brings. For the short time it takes, what a difference it makes in the ways of the people and things. Oh, what a fine bunch of Rubens. Oh, what a Jay atmosphere. They have whiskers like hay, and imagine Broadway only 45 minutes from here. Only 45 minutes from Broadway. Think of the changes it brings. For the short time it takes, what a difference it makes in the ways of the people and things. Oh, what a fine bunch of Rubens.
Oh, and welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, a great producer, Eric Reinert, and of course, was that Fred Astaire again?
No. James Cagney.
James Cagney.
Okay.
From, of course, I'm sorry, I'm losing my
yeah, wasn't that out. Yankee Doodle Dandy?
Yankee Doodle Dandy, yes. 45 minutes from Broadway.
Wow, absolutely. And before we bring our guests on, of course, this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogoschel is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. on BTBN, which is Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, on Break, B-R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. I give him a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
And now we are very honored, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Broadway show, so we're very honored to have someone who can tell us all about Broadway, the ins and outs, off-Broadway, behind the scenes, on the scenes, on the stage. You know, we've got someone who does a lot with Broadway. We have stage actress Kimberly Faye Greenberg. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And great. And first of all, tell us some of the... You're the first actress to play the lead role in two off-Broadway productions at the same time? Clarify. Okay.
That's actually correct. Playing two lead roles, different roles, in two off-Broadway musicals at the same time.
Do you ever mix up the lines from one show to another?
Luckily, no, I didn't. Thank goodness. Your body kind of gets used to switching between back and forth, so it's a good multitasking challenge.
And what are the two shows, by the way?
The two shows, they're not running anymore, but one of them was called One Night with Fanny Bryce, which is a solo show all about the old 1920s, 30s star Fanny Bryce, which we all know probably from the movie Funny Girl. Barbara Streisand played her in Funny Girl. And then also another show about Danny Kaye, which is called Danny and Sylvia, the Danny Kaye musical. So two very historical Broadway figures from the past.
Wow. And now these were off-Broadway productions, right?
They were off-Broadway. Now, some people don't know the difference between off-Broadway and Broadway. There's different categories of theater in New York City. So the only thing that's different between off-Broadway and Broadway is the size of the theater. So if you have a theater that seats 500 seats or more, then that's a Broadway house. And if you have something that's $4.99 or less, up from $100 to $4.99, that's an off-Broadway house. So that's how you would know the difference between the two.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Well,
yeah, and so now, not a big difference.
Right. But you've also done behind-the-scenes work, I read, on Cinderella, several different productions on Broadway, right?
Yeah, I've done 18 productions, I think, 18 and counting. I work as basically a wardrobe dresser, swing, and that's basically in the costume department. And what we do, what a lot of people don't realize happens behind the scenes, is we put the actors in the costumes because the show goes so fast. Sometimes the actors don't have time to change on their own because it could be like a 30-second change. So we are the people that help with that.
Wow.
So that's what a dresser does. Yeah.
You've got to really be on the ball for that, I'm sure.
You have to be on the ball. Again, another multitasking job for sure.
Wow. And so how do you, I mean, of course, I imagine you probably went to school for theater, right?
I did. I went to UC Irvine in California. I'm originally from the West Coast.
I'm from Newport Beach. I used to live right down the street from you in East Bluff.
That's awesome. Yeah, like 10 minutes away. It was fantastic.
Wow. And so you, in order to learn, you know, both being an actress, a stage actress, and the like you said, the wardrobe swing, you is just different classes or you just...
Yeah, You know, I've been performing since I was young, but when I went to college, obviously, to graduate with a degree, I had to learn different parts of all parts of the theater. So I studied a lot of acting. I studied a lot of musical theater. I had to study costuming and set design and all kinds of different things to get my degree. But most people I've found who are in the business, a lot of people don't go to college. It just depends on where you want to study, because a lot of it's hands-on training. Some people grow up in the business. Some people like do intern, you know, are an intern in the summer stock, and so you can learn that way. So it just depends. But I learned a lot through school and a lot through just being in the business and learning as I go, kind of thing, winging it, I guess, as you could say.
Oh yeah, and just basically life. I mean, that's kind of
exactly. No one really knows what they're doing. They're all pretending.
Yes. And, well, of course, we also gave out your website a little bit earlier. This is where you can find your bio, your video clips, and audio clips as well. You want to give that out again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sure. Yeah. People can find me at KimberlyFayGreenberg.com. If you Google me, you'll come up with a whole bunch of stuff about me that'll also take you to my Fanny Bryce show, because I have another show that tours and several CDs. And I have an educational website all about working on Broadway and behind the scenes with tons of Broadway people. So that's called BroadwayBlogspot.com. If you go there, you'll find a bunch of information about who were, you know, people working behind the scenes and what they do, and if you're interested, what you could do to potentially pursue the business as well.
And what interested you and motivated you to create this website for about Broadway?
Well, I think people were so interested in the fact that I did both. I worked on stage and I worked backstage. So people wanted to really know a lot more about working backstage, because sometimes the show backstage is way more interesting than what's happening on stage a lot of the time. And then, you know, people who are going into this business as performers or actually in any realm, the best way to succeed is to be able to do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way for people to learn about what are all these different things that they could do. And that's basically why we created it. Wanted to educate and inspire is kind of our thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, and don't get me, I hope that this isn't taken in the wrong way, but when I looked at your website, when you told me about yourself, I couldn't help but think of Rachel Berry.
Is that, you know, I don't take that the wrong way at all.
Okay.
I guess I could see that. We're Rachel Berry and I, well, Lee and Michelle and I are very much a similar type, and we both wanted to play Fanny Bryce, so that makes sense.
Yes.
Luckily, I came first before that.
Yes.
I guess so.
Well, maybe the character on Glee was based on you. You never know, right?
Yeah, I guess you never know.
Fascinating.
I do see the resemblance.
Yeah, we kind of look pretty similar, too.
Yeah. And so, you know, tell our listeners what you would recommend if someone is interested in maybe becoming a stage actor, stage actress, or maybe just working behind the scenes. What would be your first piece of advice for them?
Oh, my first piece of advice would just to be starting to take classes wherever they are in the United States or, you know, wherever they are in the world, and take classes with people who are working somehow in the biz. They're either performing in the community theater or regionally, or they've worked and done a lot of TV, but try to find those people to take classes from, and then try to get experience on stage as well, you know, in the community theater, in school. Lots of schools have some sort of arts program or extracurricular activity. Try to do that as well. And then usually where you find those things on stage, you find opportunities off as well, where they're going to need people to learn how to make the costumes and to do the sets and the sounds. And that's always the best thing to do. And as an adult, that's pretty easy to find as well, because as an adult as well can step out and find a class or find a community theater, an organization that produces a lot of different kinds of arts experiences. And I think that's the best way to start, because you start to meet people and, you know, you build your network, your ability to network, and things just kind of sort of take off from there.
Of course, we're speaking with Broadway stage actress Kimberly Faye Greenberg. And Kimberly, I'm sure you've worked with some folks that maybe come from the film, maybe TV show genres.
She's been on Charmed.
And you have yourself. but for those that are more of trained kind of in the film avenue that maybe step over to Broadway, do they ever, if you experience them, maybe talking about some of the differences, maybe the acting methods you have to use that are a bit different?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can even speak from personal experience. It's a big difference. It's a whole different, like, there's a lot of technical aspects to performing in TV. I mean, there are as well on stage, but on TV, everything's very small. So you're just really speaking with your facial, you know, gestures and your voice. You're not using a whole lot of your body. But when you're on stage, when TV and film stars come to the stage, a lot of times they need to learn how to project, to speak loudly, to use all their body when they're talking to somebody, so that the person, you know, in that row that's really, really far back, like the 100th row or whatever in the theater, can see these people and know what it is they're doing. So that's like the biggest transition, I think, as far as being a TV film actor versus being a stage actor.
Wow. Wow, that's great. And now, of course, we're talking about Broadway-themed movies and Broadway in general today, getting some behind-the-scenes information from you and some of our other guests, is the movie She's Funny That Way. You probably haven't seen it yet, right?
I actually watched it yesterday.
You did? What did you? What did you think? That's excellent. So thank you. We love when our guests do that.
Do their homework.
Yeah, they do their homework. We don't even ask them to do that. So what did you think of the movie?
It was cute, I guess. I mean, it's really a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And about seizing life and basically believing whatever it is that's going to make you happy. But, I mean, the theater was such a minute part of the movie.
Yeah.
As far as we're concerned. I mean, I thought it was cute. I didn't think it was great. I don't know what you guys thought about it.
Joseph loved it.
I thought it was great because I love the screwball comedy type things.
Okay.
I didn't see it yet, but yeah, Joseph mentioned that. Joseph's favorite scene, though, was probably the 2 seconds of Michael Shannon. I guess that if you blink, you miss. So
there's a few things, people that pop up really fast and then go away. I mean, it was cute. It was clever. I feel like it wasn't... It's sort of been done before.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm sticking my foot in my mouth right now, but...
No.
It was good. It was cute.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to your opinion. And sometimes we feature we feature films that I give a bad review to. It's just, you know.
No.
We do. But we've definitely done that before. But, you know, there's so much like behind the scenes. I know it's just all made for comedic effect. But do you ever witness anything behind the scenes between actors and directors and producers and all that where it makes you think, wow, this is a little bit weird?
You know, I think in any business you have that. I mean, I will say that does happen in my world of the Broadway community. Of course, you read about it happening in TV and film all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kind, you know, there's nepotism, because just like in any business, you know, sons and daughters grow up to do what their family did. Husbands want to work with their wives, vice versa. So you hire people that you know, or that meet people that you're working with, and then of course you want to date them because you're around them all the time. So I mean, it's prevalent in our business as it's prevalent everywhere else as well. I mean, especially with theater, where you're practically at the theater, you know, out of a four, you're working like 60, 70-hour work weeks. It's not like you're just working a 40-hour day. So when you're at the theater potentially for many, many long hours, and those other people that you're around, those things just sort of start to happen.
Very true. Very true. And by the way, I think that someone in the background was trying to say hello to us. They were barking. Is that?
Oh, are you hearing on my side?
Yeah. Is it your dog?
Oh, you know what? No. You know what? I'm in a little public space that doesn't have too many people in it. We're probably just hearing the background noise.
Oh, okay. Well, we just wanted to make sure if it was your dog or something, we said hello back. And
It was her meerkat.
It was your meerkat. Yes. We're broadcasting live on meerkat as well. You know, video. But so what projects do you have coming up? What can we look forward to, or you know, any advice like that?
Well, I'm in a couple of shows now that are in the stages of they're making their way to Broadway. So I would say keep an eye on my website for that if you want to learn more about me and what's coming up next. You guys can of course find my CDs on all the music website, so you can listen to me if you want to hear me sing something or buy my CD. And I have a solo show about Fanny Bryce as well. It's different to the one that I did off Broadway. That's going to be in upstate New York, which is not yet on the West Coast, but that's coming up in November. But I'm I'm available for any, you know, my show bookings on the West Coast. If anyone wants to bring me back to Arizona, I'm happy to come. And that's it right now. Things in my world are constantly shifting, so you never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Exciting.
I could be in Arizona and California tomorrow for all I know. Sometimes that just happens in this business.
Well, then, if you are ever in Arizona or in Phoenix, please let us know. We would love to have you in studio and help you promote whatever project that you have coming up. And we really hope that you keep in touch with us as well. And you know, hopefully we'll find our way out there to Broadway sometime, and we'll see you on the big stage.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And finally, thank you very much, Kimberly Faye Greenberg. One more time, it's KimberlyFayeGreenberg.com, right?
That's correct.
Excellent. Kimberly, have a great weekend, and thank you again for helping us celebrate Broadway.
Yes, have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, very, very talented individual.
Absolutely. I mean,
working behind the scenes and on the stage, that's kind of take a lot.
That's always great to kind of hear on what goes on, as you said, behind the scenes there with Broadway and just plays in general, because I think publicized, you don't hear as much about, I mean, obviously being out here, you know, but we still have theater groups and things like that, but obviously not at that level that you would see there on Broadway. But it is fascinating. I mean, when you see these great shows and to kind of see all the production and hear about really all that they have to do to put it together. I mean, this is live going out there, you know, so you don't get that second take or anything along those lines.
That's very true. Very true. But we've got a lot more left coming up on Breakthrough Entertainment. We got an hour and 45 minutes.
Yes.
Several other guests to join us. I think in our next segment, we're going to hear a little bit from actress Imogen Poots. Of course, we talked to her back in 2012, and we're going to replay that interview. So you're going to actually hear Dave. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And again, lots more on Breakthrough Entertainment's Broadway show.
Was that over the phone or in person?
It was over the phone. It was over the phone on the show live on a...
That was before my time.
Before your time. Yeah, it was a different station. So I cut out a few things.
Poots.
Jesus Christ, Derek. Jesus Christ.
What about him?
We'll
tell
you.
That's the hint on the station.
Yeah. Different station. Yes.
All right. Yes.
But before we hear that, we need to hear a little bit from Charles King singing Broadway Melody from Broadway Melody.
There we go. Some good stuff.
Old fashioned.
Old time music is fun. You know?
I know. Of all times, Dave isn't here. This is from his heyday.
This would be his thing right there. Yeah. He spotted a Fred Astaire. He's the one that got him famous. This is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Stay tuned for a previous interview that we had with actress Imogen Poots.
That's the Broadway melody. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got a clown on Broadway.